Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Human Wisdom, Divine Faith.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Whoever fears the Lord will do this, and whoever holds to the law will obtain wisdom. She will come to meet him like a mother, and like a young bride she will welcome him. She will feed him with the bread of learning and give him the water of wisdom to drink. He will lean on her and not fall, and he will rely on her and not be put to shame. She will exalt him above his neighbors and will open his mouth in the midst of the assembly. He will find gladness and a crown of rejoicing and will inherit an everlasting name. The Word of the Lord. The opening prayer in the weekday missal for the memorial of Albert the Great, which is today, says, God our Father, you endowed St. Albert with the talent of combining human wisdom with divine faith. Keep us true to his teaching, that the advance of human knowledge may deepen our knowledge and love of you. Well, it's still relatively unusual to find this close combination of what the prayer calls human wisdom, in particular the natural sciences, and faith. In fact, many of the so-called new atheists base their arguments on the natural sciences. For instance, the most famous of them, Richard Dawkins, is a very clever evolutionary biologist. But Dawkins and his fellow atheists have failed to grasp the idea that human wisdom, by definition, limits us to what can be explained rationally. And Albert refused to accept this sort of limitation. It's the breadth of his intelligence that's so astonishing. And let's be honest, if the new atheists have failed to understand the difference between reason and faith, there are Christians, quite a lot of Christians, who are in the same boat in that they fail to recognize that reason, which God gave us and which is what distinguishes us from even the most intelligent animals, reason can't be swept aside, can't be ignored in favor of blind faith. Look, most of us are naturally more gifted in some areas than others, and for most of us in a very limited number of areas of human wisdom. It may be maths, linguistics, chemistry, medicine, but there are many areas that are less intellectual. I'm thinking of practical skills from, gardening to building walls or bringing up children or cooking or many, many more. It may not be entirely irrelevant that I've mentioned areas of practical skill of which I have no experience worth mentioning. It wouldn't greatly surprise me to learn that Albert the Great was good at gardening and building walls and bringing up children and cooking as well. Maybe not, but in any case, he was prodigiously gifted. And what makes him great, why he deserves that title of Albert the Great, is that he put all his gifts at the service of the Dominican Order, of the Church, of God himself. So what matters isn't how many gifts we have. Most of us don't have that many. But that's not the problem. What's important is what we do with them. If we use them in our life of faith, oh yes, even we, small as we are, can inherit an everlasting name.